Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got hundreds. I mean hundreds. More than 300 stations all over North America. Big ones, small ones, big city, small city. I'm just glad that you're here. You can also listen on the free Odyssey app. If you got SiriusXM, you can always plug in. 158 is the station. Or you can listen on a smart speaker if you have one. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Listen, folks, tonight it is a night of losers turning things around. Continuing to turn things around. First of all, Thursday night football, Lambeau Field. The Lions beat the Packers. The final score, 34-20. The Lions now have a record of 3-1. They now sit at the top of the NFC North. Congratulations to them. Head coach of the Lions, Dan Campbell, is talking to the media right now. I don't know if we're going to get any ridiculous quotes, but anytime he speaks, something amazing comes out. So
knock us down. We're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
I love it. That's not tonight. That was from his introductory press conference. And I loved it. One of the best introductory press conferences of all time. I mean, you got Dan Campbell's of the world, and then you got the Belichicks. I'll hang out with Dan Campbell. He's that crazy uncle in the back that just says wild things. And so Dan Campbell is speaking to the media right now. We'll hear from Dan Campbell later on in the show as to what he had to say as the Detroit Lions beat the Green Bay Packers 34-20 to take sole possession of the NFC North. They have a 3-1 record. They have to be the favorites to go out there and win the division this year. And so we're going to hear from the players, the coaches. I want you to take a listen to some of the plays from tonight as well. 855-212-4CBS. And I told you, it's a night of just teams that stink being able to turn things around. And we know the Lions, historically, they have been awful able to turn things around. Another team in another sport tonight able to turn things around. Congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles, tonight, they win their 200th game of the season. Or excuse me, their 100th game of the season. 200 be nuts. They win their 100th game of the season. They're going to the postseason. They've won the American League East. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2014. And for a Baltimore Orioles team that, yeah, typically they've been a doormat, congratulations to them. They beat the Boston Red Sox tonight 2-0 to go ahead and claim possession of being the best in the AL. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, before we get back to some football, let's take a listen to that Orioles final call, and it's courtesy of the Orioles Radio Network.
1-1, two outs, bases clear, ninth inning, 2-0 O's. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball out to third base. Arias has got it. Steps, throws to first, and you can celebrate, everybody! The Orioles in 2023 are American League East champions! It all culminated in this. It started with a rebuild, an incredible 2022 season, and then you make it to 2023, and the Orioles, they are the AL East best. Fireworks all over the place. Orioles celebrating right in front of second base as the bullpen comes in, and they will join the party right behind the pitcher's mound. It's going to be a party all night long in Baltimore. You better have a good excuse for your boss. No school tomorrow. Just a celebration of this 2023 Orioles team that has clinched the American League East.
Yeah, congratulations to the Orioles, man. I mean, year after year after year, you expect it to be the Yankees. You expect it to be the Red Sox. And for the Orioles, pretty much a young team, an anonymous team, to come out of here and walk away, you go, wow, damn, the Orioles are pretty much ahead of schedule. And so there's going to be a lot of baseball fans all over the country who are going to be getting familiar with this young squad because they've basically come out of nowhere. Now it's a matter of seeing whether or not they are too young or too inexperienced to really make some moves here in the postseason. But congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles. 100 victories on the season, winning the American League East, and going to the postseason, going to the playoffs for the first time since 2014. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The other loser team that's been able to turn things around over the past calendar year, the Lions finished the end of last season hot, and they continue on 3-1. Packers are behind them now at 2-2. The Vikings and Bears, we know, two miserable teams in the NFC North. They both stand at 0-3. I want you to listen to the final call here as well as things started to get wrapped up for the Detroit Lions up in Lambeau. They had a lot of fans screaming and chanting at the end of the game. Lions fans traveling strong to see the Packers, or well, the Lions beat the Packers in Green Bay. The game pretty much set all the way through. The Lions led 27-3 at halftime. They went into a little bit of a lull scoring-wise, the Lions did, in the second half. Green Bay able to get back into it. But ultimately, later on at the end of the game, it looked like that the Green Bay Packers were going to score in their own red zone, pull things a little bit closer, look for a little bit of hope. And then, unfortunately, Jordan Love had a young QB mistake. Let's take a listen to that interception that pretty much closed things up. This is courtesy of the Lions Radio Network.
Here come the Packers from the Lions 14. Love back, sets, looks, throws, intercepted. Picked up by the Lions, Jerry Jacobs, second of the night. Jacobs from the left sideline, and he'll just run out of bounds at the 18-yard line. That should ice this ball game. Jerry Jacobs, second interception of the night. The Lions have got it back with a 17-point lead and 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go here at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, Jerry Jacobs snatching up that interception, and that was... that was pretty much it. Whatever hope that the Green Bay Packers had to even come back into the game, that was pretty much it. And then after the game, when it was done, how about this? There were Lions chants at Lambeau Field. The Lions have now beat them 4 straight times. Listen to this.
And you want to talk about something beautiful? They did it again. Over there behind the Lions bench, just a sea of blue here at Lambeau Field. Reminiscent of last January when they did the same thing. When the Lions came in here and knocked Aaron Rodgers and the Packers out of the playoffs, they represented, and they did it again tonight. They are over there just chanting, "Let's go, Lions," full throat behind that Lions bench.
Yeah, when's the last time you heard such a thing? "Let's go, Lions." I can't tell you if I would ever hear that audibly, that even at their own field, man. Even at Ford Field, I didn't think I'd hear that, let alone at Lambeau. You wouldn't think about that while Rodgers and Favre were running the thing. Well, it's a new day. It's a new era. And congratulations to the Lions, man. Yeah, they're 3-1 right now. Their next opponent is the Carolina Panthers. Come on now. As aggressive as the Lions have played, they should beat Carolina. The Lions should legitimately start this season at 4-1. David Montgomery, 121 yards rushing to go along with 3 touchdowns. Jared Goff threw an interception early, but continued to pretty much control the game throughout the way. The Lions have won 6 straight division games for the first time since 1995. There are people listening to me right now that weren't alive or do not remember 1995. Let me remind you about this. At halftime, the Lions led 27-3. They had more yards in that first half. 284 yards for the Lions, 21 yards for the Packers. That's just the first half. The Packers having to play catch-up. The Lions fall to 1-5 in their last 6 primetime games. Not a good look. A new era for Green Bay. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Robert. He's calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a few quick comments to make, then I'll hang up and listen. I'm really glad that Dan Campbell is our coach, and I really think he toughens up the players like he said he would in his first press conference. And all I have to say for Green Bay is I think as long as Jordan Love has to play against tough defenses, I think he's going to struggle. And that's all I have to say. Go Lions.
Okay. Thank you, Robert, for calling for – wow. The Go Lions. I guess this is something I'm going to have to get used to. I like it. Let's think about this for a minute. Just over the past calendar year, and just this year, forget calendar, just this year, yes, the Sacramento Kings have been able to turn things around. Congratulations to the Sacramento Kings. The Baltimore Orioles have been able to turn things around. The Detroit Lions have been able to turn things around. It's always a cool, beautiful thing where teams that typically get that the ones that get stomped on, the ones that always lose, the ones where they have no hope, when every now and then, there's just a little bit of a miracle, a blessing, it's something positive can go their way. Congratulations to just... And the Sacramento Kings ain't even playing right now. They go to camp in a few days. Congratulations to them, the Lions and the Orioles, without a shadow of a doubt. 855-212-4CBS.
Go Lions.
Yeah, you haven't heard that in a long time. He has a cool Lions fan voice. Let's hear that again.
Go Lions.
Yeah, that's right. 855-212-4CBS. Wally is here from Maryland. What's up, Wally?
Hey, JR. How are you tonight?
I'm amazing. What's up?
Oh, man. You know what? I just left Camden Yards, and to witness that, I'm 49 years old, and I've been a fan of this team since I was 4 years old and been through the ups and downs and a lot of losing. And to see what Mike Elias has been able to do since he came over from Houston, you don't believe it. Like, you're in the AL East, you're like, you don't know if a rebuild's going to work. I mean, but he literally broke this thing down completely, completely rebuilt the farm system, developed a brand new facility down in the Dominican, and in a single night here in Baltimore, you win the AL East, you win 100 games, you get an announcement in the middle of the game that the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland have just agreed on a brand new 30-year lease to keep them here at least another 30 years. And then the AAA Norfolk Tides win their international division to play in the championship in AAA all on the same night, a few days after we lose a legend of Brooks Robinson. And it's just been an emotional, crazy week here in Baltimore, and it's just unreal to witness.
Well, it's nice to hear that the Orioles are relevant, because typically, I mean, yeah, as you mentioned, at this time of year, the season has been kind of long gone and past. What is your outlook on what the postseason might look like? I look at the Orioles and I think about experience, and I think about the inexperience of the starting pitching, and I go, okay, that might be a crux. How are you feeling about them heading into the postseason?
You know what, JR? I got to tell you, as a longtime Oriole fan, you just keep thinking, oh, it's going to fall apart. Oh, yeah. You wait for it. You're like, you're just so used to losing. But this team, you know what, JR? They're so young that I don't even think they care. They don't know any better. They just, whenever they lost three in a row, you gotta think now. I can't think what the number is, but it's somewhere around 86 to 87. They've gone 86 to 87 series without being swept. A whole season now and more without being swept in the series. They just would not put that long losing streak together. And if you look over the second half of the season, Grayson Rodriguez and Kyle Bradish have the best two ERAs in the American League in the second half of the season. So if you put those two at the top of your rotation and you follow that up with a Dean Kramer and a John Means, and they have a great bullpen, I'm telling you, I think these guys really have a good chance. They believe in themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun part about the postseason. You want to see them go out there and do it. And that's why I mentioned youth. It's one thing to do it in the regular season. Let's see if they can keep it going into the postseason when the stress gets ratcheted up. But all things considered, I mean, the Orioles weren't expected to be at this place this close and so soon. And so kudos and congratulations to everybody out in Baltimore. You got a whole lot to look at right now. You don't have to pay attention and put all your eggs into the basket of the Ravens, pardon the pun, that wasn't intentional. But, yeah, there's a lot going on in Birdland for both teams. It's pretty positive. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, a lot of positivity. Got a lot of loser teams being able to turn things around. Congratulations to the O's. Congratulations to the Lions, the Orioles picking up 100 victories going into the postseason and clinching the American League East. And then meanwhile, damn it, the Lions beating up on the Packers. 34-20 is the final score. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Hey, a crazy guy spoke. The head coach of the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell, just spoke to the media. We're going to hear from him on the other side. Let's see if he had to say anything about biting kneecaps or kicking ankles. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Go Lions.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. This Thursday night football matchup, yeah, it looked like garbage to start. Halftime, the Lions leading over the Packers 27-3. The final score ending up tonight, it's pretty bad, 34-20. But at least it looked like we got a little bit of hope, right? Better than a complete blowout, right? Dan Campbell just spoke to the media. I'm sure he would have preferred a blowout. Let's see if he said anything crazy. He said it was a damn good win. What else did he say?
That was outstanding. You know, that was a fun one for the guys. And, you know, I really it was a total team effort, you know, and it's easy to go through here. And it's actually not easy to go through here and start picking out individual players. There's a ton of guys that played really well. We have our own standards, our own goals of what we wanted to do, and certainly one of those is win division. You got to win, you know, you got to win your division games, and man, if you can get them on the road, that goes a long way. So we knew that, and this is important. You know, it's not the end all be all, but it is important to be able to get a division win. It's also a conference win. That's also two wins in a row. It's on the road. You know, puts us 3-1 at the quarter. I'm really happy with where we're at. I'm proud of the guys, the staff, everybody. I mean, that was outstanding.
Man, they should be happy. I mean, does anybody really believe that the Lions are not going to win this division? And sure, we can't predict injuries. We can't predict catastrophic things. But let's be real. Where are the Bears going? Nowhere. Where are the Vikings going? And nowhere. The Vikings are waiting for the season to end so they can think about their quarterback of the future. I mean, the biggest thing for the Vikings will be Justin Jefferson, you know, getting or gaining 2,000 yards receiving. And then the Packers, come on, they're going to be inconsistent throughout the course of the season. The Lions are the most stable team. I know this sounds crazy to say. The Lions are the most stable team in the NFC North. And they should win it out. And damn it, they should win the next game. They should be 4-1 because they have Carolina coming up next. The Packers on the losing side tonight. This is all a learning experience for Jordan Love. Aaron Jones returned from injury. 18 yards rushing. Well, the team only had 27 yards rushing. It's just pretty sad. And then Christian Watson, he came back from injury tonight as well, only hauling in 25 yards in the air. I told you that this was bad from the get-go. 27-3 at halftime. Jordan Love, he spoke to the media a few minutes ago, and this is what he had to say about the team falling behind early.
We weren't executing, you know, to start the game, you know, getting the ball, you know, in scoring position right there, and just I think went 3-and-out right away. So just not executing, not converting on third downs, and, you know, just not putting ourselves in great positions to get positive plays going forward.
And that's what's going to happen when you are, I know he's not technically, but you're a rookie QB. He's been around for a few years in the background, but now it's your time to shine, man. 855-212-4CBS. Matthew is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, it's a pleasure to finally be on the show. Longtime listener. Good to finally be on here. Wanted to talk about the Lions and the Packers game. This is coming from a Bears fan, so it's painful to watch both of these teams be better than the Bears. But in all reality, they kind of did a better job of just building these rosters out. Not only building the rosters out, I feel like they picked a quality coaching staff on both sides. You got Matt LaFleur on the Packers. You got Dan Campbell, who's turning into a low-key, really solid NFL coach, you know, as he's building his resume. And I think you're right, honestly. I think the Lions are, as crazy as it sounds, it seems like they're going to be the favorite to win this division, especially after the showing they had against Green Bay tonight, who has had a stranglehold on this division for such a long time. Big shout-out to David Montgomery. I had him on my fantasy team tonight, 3 touchdowns. That was huge. But I think they just, you know, they're building a really solid football team, and they're not asking any one of their players to do too much. You know what I mean? And I feel like as long as they keep playing the way they're playing, the one thing I will say about Dan Campbell is I think he goes for too many fourth down conversions. I think he needs to punt the ball a little bit more, be a little bit smarter. But he's not as bad as Brandon Staley, so
That ain't asking for a lot. And thank you, Matthew, for calling from Chicago. I mean, you go ask the Charger fans. Every time that man needs to make a decision, you expect him to make the wrong one to lose the game. You know what I appreciate about Dan Campbell is how aggressive he is. And that really instills confidence in the team. You know, he's not tiptoeing around anything. The same way that Dan Campbell talks, the same way that he looks, the way that he addresses the media, his facial expressions, he wears his heart out on his sleeve. It doesn't seem that you have to be concerned in any type of way about what he's thinking about, how he feels, what he expects, what he's looking for. He's just going to tell you. And that's lost. You appreciate that. He ain't out there BSing anybody, and I can certainly understand why his players would want to go out there and play for him. And you can't say that for every coach. I mean, we talked about the New York Jets coach earlier on in the show. He ain't even a coach. Aaron Rodgers might as well be the coach of the team right now, man. So congratulations to the Lions. They got themselves a head coach. Am I going to count on a Dan Campbell to, you know, out-coach Bill Belichick at the end of a game? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I'd probably lean towards Belichick. But I am going to count on Dan Campbell to have his guys aggressive, eager, ready, and willing to play. And if you talk crap to him, Dan Campbell looks like he could still probably beat your ass. This looks pretty simple for the guy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Terry is calling from Illinois. What's up, Terry?
Hey, JR. How are you, man? Great show.
I'm amazing. What's up?
Hey, listen, the Bears made some mistakes early on. One of them was getting rid of the running Montgomery. I saw flashes of, you know, last year with Justin Fields. I saw some flashes even before that. I'm happy for David Montgomery because the Bears let go of him. He got his money, and he was disgruntled when he left. He was caught by surprise by being let go, and so it's good to see him have a good night like this because the Bears are in purgatory now, man. I mean, they look awful. You know, for
are they in purgatory or are they in hell? I don't know if they're just floating around in the middle of nowhere. I think they might be closer to the flames.
They're in a bad place. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And you know, to say all these things that they said, you know. The coach said he could see it in their eyes, that in the players' eyes, that things were turning around. They were going to get better. Who? I want to know what players he's looking at because
you're talking about Eberflus.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, I mean they are awful. It's a train wreck, and we got a coach, a defensive coach, who is nobody knows why he's abruptly resigned. Nobody's saying anything about that, and he's lawyered up, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm so proud of David Montgomery that he got his money and he got out of Chicago because he felt bad. But I wonder. I would really like to talk to him now and see if I could be a fly on the wall and say, "Hey, man, how you feeling now?" Because I would be like, "Damn."
He gotta be feeling like a winner, especially after tonight, and after he got that money, must feel like $1 million, multiple $1 million. 855-212-4CBS. I'm gonna get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. There's also a cool story that I want to share with you to show you that, you know what, every now and then we can all get along. Two football players, one guy who ended up in a hospital and another dude who ended up with death threats, they got together and they showed each other some love. I'm going to tell you more about it on the other side of the break. Hey, guess what? We are also going to hear from Jared Goff. You want to talk about a turnaround? This man went to a Super Bowl, couldn't stop turning the ball over. His head coach said, I'm sick of him, sent him to quarterback Siberia with the Lions, and now he is having success. His name is Jared Goff. He spoke to the media. We're going to hear from him. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We'll talk about how football can actually bring people together.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Orioles going to the playoffs, first time since 2014. The Detroit Lions at the top of the NFC North. Looks like they're the favorites to go out there and win it. Lions fans happy to actually go outside and support the team publicly without wearing bags over their heads. It's a beautiful thing right now. And I think also, congratulations and kudos to Jared Goff. And I'm not overreaching. I'm not overstepping here. When Jared Goff was moved from the Rams, it was pretty much expected that he was going to be a stopgap for whoever the hell the next quarterback was going to be for the Detroit Lions. It was, hey, he got sent to Detroit. Sean McVay no longer wanted him because he was turning the ball over at too high of a rate. And it didn't bode well for him right out of the gate where they bring in his replacement, Matthew Stafford, and they immediately win a Super Bowl, something that they did not do with Jared Goff. Let's keep in mind, Jared Goff selected number one overall. This man was expected to be able to at least move a team forward. Is he one of the best QBs in the game? No. Is he going to just drive you down the field and walk you down and send you into the red zone, past the goal line every game? No. But he's serviceable. He's good. He's going to have his moments. And for him, it's really about not making mistakes. And yes, he went ahead and he threw an INT early, leading to Green Bay's first points, only that field goal. But he's been steady. I mean, he went on that stretch of games where he never threw an interception. And it was broken a few weeks ago. Now he's thrown one three in a row. But all things considered, Jared Goff has done a good job here with the Lions. Jared Goff just spoke to the media, and tonight he deflected attention from himself, and rightfully so, he gave it to David Montgomery, who scored three touchdowns. Take a listen to Jared Goff.
He was doing a hell of a job, and that O-line was doing a hell of a job opening up for him, but even on the runs that weren't quite as clean, he was making something happen and was certainly kind of the engine for us today and getting us going.
Yeah, he's good. I'm waiting on the Lions to pretty much just let everybody know, what the hell, what are y'all doing with Jahmyr Gibbs? I know David Montgomery didn't play against the Falcons because he was dealing with a hip. But Jahmyr Gibbs was supposed to be a game changer, and I get it, it's still early. Tonight he had 8 carries for 40 yards. He had 4 receptions as well, didn't go anywhere, only 11 yards there. And it's going to be interesting to see how his role with the Lions continues to grow throughout the course of the season, because it's not just David Montgomery, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jahmyr Gibbs is supposed to be out there making an impact too. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Indiana and talk to Kevin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, JR. I was just hoping to get a little insight on the upcoming Cardinals-49ers game, considering what the Cardinals did to the Dallas Cowboys last week, I was wondering if you might be able to give me a little insight on how you think this game is going to go.
I think what happened with the Dallas Cowboys was the Cowboys probably fell asleep at the wheel a little bit. I know that there are going to be some Cardinals fans who are, I don't know, a little excited knowing that the games haven't been blowouts against Washington and also the Giants, but the 49ers are a different breed. They're a different animal. I'm expecting the 49ers to go just straight to the NFC Championship game, all things considered. So I do not have high hopes for the Cardinals. I did see the story. Did you hear about Josh Dobbs going into the team store and them not even having his jersey? Did you hear about that?
Not at all.
Yeah, he went into the team store, and he went to one of these kiosks where you can, I guess, pick up the jersey or whatever have you, or what may have you, and he wears number 9. His name wasn't even on the screen to select. And it's like, hey, this is the starting quarterback, and they don't even sell his jersey in the team shop. So, yeah, I mean, if his own team doesn't think too much about him, and I know they fixed it later in the day, man, 49ers might as well put Anonymous on his back and just slap him around.
They always tend to be able to become a juggernaut. And makes it fun to be a 49ers fan.
And listen, man, I understand. If I was a 49ers fan, I would be chomping at the bit, especially given how last year ended. They knocked Purdy out of the game. But it took that one hit to do so. If he were able to stay out there, it'd be a little bit more positive. But we'll see. So they got a round 2 coming this year. I hope they can do it. They're a fun team to watch.
Hey, thanks a lot now. You take care.
Sure, Kevin. Thank you for calling from Indiana. 855-212-4CBS. Jason calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jason?
Hey, JR, first I got to tell you, I travel a lot for work, and I always catch your show. Doing a fantastic job, man. Love it.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate
you. I love the positivity day,
man.
It's exciting for all these Lions fans and Oriole fans, but, man, right. My Denver Broncos, it's been 7 years of hell. We just can't – another guy with the Bears, I'm sorry, you're going to get another loss coming. We're going to finally get our first win, but I don't know what I'm going to do, JR. I got all excited. We got Russell Wilson, gave up draft picks. It was hard to watch a draft. Then we got excited because I got Sean Payton, gave up more drafts. It was hard to watch a draft again. I don't know what else I can do, man. I'm at the point that I'm going to stop shopping Walmart because these guys got to get this stuff together. It is hard being a Broncos fan. The glory years are over, and I just don't know what else we can do. I need some therapy on that, my friend.
Well, you might have to call up Peyton Manning to come back. You might have to ask John Elway to step into the locker room. I don't know. This is going to be another bad season for the Broncos, and I don't know who's going to take responsibility at the end of the year. I mean, is Sean Payton going to pass the buck? And how much longer do we have to listen to Russell Wilson just say, we got to do better next week, we got to do better next week? Like, that gets old quick, man, you know?
Well, and here's a guy who lives in Ohio, who's been a lifelong fan, and I'm wasting all this money now on YouTube to get Sunday ticket to watch this garbage. I can't keep taking the bleeding. It's like, we got to do something because we got all this talent. I look on paper, you look at the roster, and it's loaded. The defense is loaded. The receivers have got a good core. There's no excuse what's going on here. Turn it around, and he just ran his mouth about Nathaniel Hackett. And my God, it's just almost an embarrassment.
How do you feel about the new Sunday ticket on YouTube? You liking it so far?
It's not bad. I mean, it's more expensive than the previous one. And again, just because I can't get my teams locally, that's why I spent into it. And I had high hopes buying into it that we were going to turn it around this year. And I want to write a letter to the ownership of the Broncos and demand a refund for it. It's been that bad.
Well, just quit watching football. Just quit.
I can't stop.
Oh, what are some of your other hobbies? What else do you do?
Well, I coach youth, and I do a lot of so I've been turning back into Sunday or Saturday football too. A big Buckeye guy too, so at least we got that somewhat going.
Hey, it's a big Buckeye doing a great job in the NFL right now with the Texans. Man, the C.J. Stroud is doing an excellent job.
I agree. That's a good high school. Usually, we don't have that great of a team of quarterbacks. Ohio State guys coming through.
People have been dissing the quarterbacks out of Ohio State for so long. It it's just like, well, you know what? They don't all come from the same person, you know? It's, everybody's different. Hey, Jason, thank you for calling from Ohio, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Keep a good workout, buddy.
No problem. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Houston, Texas, and talk to Corey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, how's it going, man? I hear you every night, and I want to get your take on the Texans. You were just talking about our quarterback that we just got. I think they have a shot. I just wanted to get your view.
Wait, what? A shot at what?
Like, better season. Like, I mean, I know we're 2-1 right now, or 1-2 right now. I mean, do you think they have a chance?
No, but you got to help me out here. A chance at what?
A chance at the season, like getting it, you know, getting close to the playoffs at least, or, you know, coming ahead more W's than L's.
No, I don't think so. Look, if I want to look at anything for the season, the first thing I'm going to start off, and thank you, Corey, for calling from Houston, kind of loud in the background. Like, he's like, let me roll down the road with my left window open and my right window, my back window, and let me just pop my sunroof while I'm at it. No. If I'm thinking about the Texans, this has been a team just wallowing in self-pity and despair from everything with Watson and Caserio, and now you got a clean slate. You bring in a coach that people actually like and respect in D'Amico Ryans. You don't have, O'Brien trading away talent. It's just, can we be happy? Let's start with C.J. Stroud. Like, who cares about the playoffs? If the Texans were to go to the playoffs, what would they do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just care for the development of C.J. Stroud. Hope that the Texans continuing on into the future can add some depth and some pieces to get back to competing. And so it's not just 1 year. Going to the playoffs, I don't think accomplishes anything. I think what you want is to really have C.J. Stroud continue to grow. That would be cool. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's what I always do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more about the game that took place tonight. We're going to show love to the Orioles. And this is pretty good. This is the good part about football. We had a guy who had to sit in a hospital bed, connect with the guy who knocked him out, and they came together to ultimately tell people, y'all stop being jerks. Stop being hateful. It's Travis Hunter. Yeah, he went bowling with the guy who lacerated his liver. And he had a good reason for it. We'll hear from them, your calls. We'll talk more football, baseball. We'll talk whatever the hell you want here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Summer may be over, but the beach is open. Whether you're a longtime Bachelor fan or never seen a single show, this season of Bachelor in Paradise is for you. The premise of the show is pretty straightforward. You've got 20 beautiful singles living on a beach with one goal: to find love. There's sure to be romance, laughter, and complete chaos. Love triangles will form, so will love squares and even love hexagons. 'Cause life's a beach, and then you cry, and cry some more. Yes, this season is going to be bananas. But after 8 years of successfully uniting soulmates and marriage and kids, there is still magic in paradise. So only one question remains. Who will find love next? Bachelor in Paradise. Thursdays, 9, 8 Central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
I'm Eli Roth. In the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with the paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.